do it.
Got it. Let's do this.
All right. I don't even know if we're pre-rolling or not.
Oh, yeah. We're rolling.
Yeah. What if you just did a whole episode and, like, intentionally didn't record just to mess with me?
Oh, no. If anything, I would gaslight you into thinking that we're not recording and then just...
Oh, my God. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Well, it's, you know, the drill with Sam and Rutz. And today we're talking about something everybody's talking about.
I mean, loose. Okay. I would say... Not necessarily everybody, but, like, it's been, you know, in the throngs of society conversation, I guess. That made sense, right?
It's Steamboat Willie time.
So, yeah, essentially, because so the reason that I really, like, I actually ended up wanting to talk about this was TikTok, I'll be honest.
Of course.
Yeah, well, because here was the thing. I was scrolling, like, either last night or 2 nights ago, and I saw the advert, or someone was talking about the movie that's coming out with Steamboat Willie, Mickey Mouse that's a serial killer or whatever, just killing people.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that they let, like, that Disney let that one go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that was like an oversight or if it was just they didn't think about it, and, like, especially because after the whole Winnie the Pooh thing, like, when did that go into public domain? That was what?
Two or three years ago. I think it was like during COVID, like the beginning of COVID.
Interesting. Yeah, so, like, obviously, you know, recently we had this whole thing with Winnie the Pooh. And was that a similar situation where it was just, like, the books or something? Or, like, they couldn't use the name, but they could use the character or something like that?
Something similar along those lines.
Yeah, because I feel... Because the movie was, like, Blood and Honey, I think.
Yeah, Blood and Honey. And, they're already actually... Blood and Honey 2 is coming out in...
This year. Well, so I heard that Blood and Honey was apparently really bad. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So Blood and Honey, the first one, came out in 2023, and it's currently got a 2.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but bad things about that, and I think, honestly, I don't know. I haven't seen it. I was kind of curious about it. I will say that, I thought it was kind of... When that first happened, I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, all right, That's weird, and, like, I'm intrigued by this. Like, oh, I want to see this. But now that they're doing the same exact thing with Steamboat Willie, it's like, come on, do something original. You're just doing the same exact thing that happened with Winnie the Pooh. I find that really annoying.
So here's the reason behind that, actually. It's more interesting than you think.
Okay, maybe.
And it's kind of, I will say, this is going to sound dumb, but it's because of Five Nights at Freddy's, right? So because that got so popular, they're, like, a big part of the independent horror scene. Like, let's say you want to get into horror.
Like mascots, killer mascots.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to get into horror, right, and you're an independent creator or you've got a small team or whatever, you basically have three formats that will work right now, right? You got found footage, because found footage for some reason always works. As long as it's done right, I guess.
Right.
Mascot horror. Like, there are so many franchises now that are all about mascot horror. Or analog horror. That's pretty much your three. And, mascot horror is big in the horror indie game circuit, but, you know, there's a good amount of, like I said, it's a lot, and we're only gonna see more of that, right?
Oh, good, good.
Because the movie did so well. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could see myself being curious to see it, but I feel like I'd have to see Blood and Honey first, and then, like, I don't know, see if they did it any better, or if it's just a lame sort of.
Yeah, they're not good. Most of them are not good. Like, there's one. I think there's one franchise that I can think of, and I can't even remember what it's called at the moment, that, like, has done well, reasonably well, and is actually like interesting. Everything else is just like, yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Come on. It's dumb that it's like as soon as it's, oh, somebody else came. I don't know. Is it somebody or is it the same? The Steamboat Willie one's not the same people who did Blood and Honey, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really, I don't find it that interesting or appealing in any way. I will say, I love Steamboat Willie. I think it's a great little cartoon. Like, I really love those early black and white Mickey Mouse cartoons. I think they're really charming and very well done. Ub Iwerks is one of my favorite animators. He was very incredible in that, like, he would, you know, they say he would go into a room and just animate, like, he would knock out, like, 300 frames at it, like, in a day, which is insane. It's a great, like, I love Steamboat Willie because it's very simple, but it's very well animated, and it's just, it's got a lot of, you know, character, personality, and you get to see, like, a side of Mickey before he became Mickey Mouse. It's like those early ones, like the, like, there were two others that were made before Steamboat Willie. At least I think two of them were made before, but it was like, you know, and that's what they talk about. They talk about how it's Steamboat. It's basically Mickey Mouse without gloves, and you can't call him Mickey Mouse. It's like that specific style of black and white Mickey Mouse. And like, you know, it's one of them is Plane Crazy, I think. And there's one other one where it's like he's like in a cowboy setting. And I believe that one was on because they were, if I'm remembering correctly, again, bear with me here, but I think there were two silent Mickey Mouse cartoons made before Steamboat Willie, which is allegedly the first. And Steamboat Willie is allegedly the first sound cartoon, which is not really true. The Fleischers were doing it back in the mid-20s. They had these things called cartoons, like the vehicle cartoons.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
And those were actually the first ones to do sound. I don't know why. Like, I think it's, I don't know, I guess Disney's such a powerful entity that I don't know. But that's, regardless. So, you know, you had those early Mickey Mouse cartoons where, you know, Walt Disney never, he originally didn't envision Mickey Mouse being sort of like the squeaky clean, you know, family-friendly mascot. Like, he always saw him as like a Douglas Fairbanks type swashbuckler.
Yeah,
and I think,
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, and I think like Steamboat Willie was kind of, you know, there wasn't a lot of that. I think you kind of, those first two black and white, or no, they were black and white for a long time, but those first two silent cartoons, and Steamboat Willie still had some of that. Maybe some of the ones after that, there was a little bit of it, but it's like you would watch those old, like, you watch at least the first two, and like Mickey's smoking and drinking. It's like, you know, that's a whole different thing. So, and it's interesting too, when you look at, you know, Steamboat Willie's influence and how it kind of, you know, a lot of the early Mickey Mouse cartoons are very musical. They always find an opportunity to play a piano or something. And there's always sort of this musical segment. And I think that, you know, had something to do with the success of Steamboat Willie, which was just kind of showcasing. It's a very musical short. And then later they had Silly Symphonies, which, you know, Warner Brothers branched off and did their Merry Melodies, and, you know, the marriage of sound and cartoon. It's a whole thing. But anyway,
yeah. To put in a little clarification, currently as it is, most Mickey variations are now public domain, except for the glove and red short one. Like, that one is
protected still. Wait, no, I wouldn't say most, because there's only, like, really...
Well, that's what... So here. I've got an article here from Time that kind of outlines... Because this is actually, like, fascinating. It outlines what Disney's done to keep this copyright in place. And, like, it brings a little clarification here. So...
Sure.
Currently now, because of Disney, the copyright law is for 95 years. Okay. Mm. So, because what it is it's or in this case, it's 95 years. Anyway, where is the start of this article so I can vamp? Because I was reading. Well,
do you want me to vamp? Because I can talk more about.
Got it. Okay, here we go. I got it.
Okay.
Disney has fought to keep its copyright of the famous cartoon character as long as possible. To the extent of lobbying the U.S. government to extend copyright protection. Because originally, the copyright protection was going to end in 1984.
That would have been... How many years would that have been?
It would have been... So, Steamboat Willie was 28. So
like, what, 40?
So like, 55 years?
Oh, wait, no, 60. 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, 60. I have 40. I don't know where I was going there, but yeah.
So it was going to expire in 1984. In 1976, that Disney got enough lawmakers on board to extend it. So the law was changed to allow owners to retain copyright protections for the duration of the life of the author plus 50 years.
Okay. So
that's where it's sitting at now. It says, in 1998, Disney once again lobbied the government to extend copyright protections for the life of the author plus 70 years, now for a maximum of 95.
So, when the copyright expires, can't they just, like, renew it, or is that it?
No, so, let me go back to the article.
Fascinating.
In January 2024, the copyright on Steamboat Willie officially expired. Mickey Mouse is now officially in the public domain. This means that now anyone in the U.S. can use the Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse character without fear of copyright management. However, Disney still has a few different protections. Versions of Mickey Mouse that were released after Steamboat Willie that featured the quintessential red shorts and gloves and eyes still remain protected. So that version of him is still protected. Which I guess,
So eventually...
Well, like, now I'm thinking the next Mickey Mouse version that's going to be, like, in public domain is probably Fantasia, right? Isn't that, like,
one? Well, no, because he wasn't Steamboat Willie for, like, you know, he was Mickey Mouse, like, I think after Steamboat Willie, he was Mickey Mouse. I don't even think Steamboat Willie was just a character that Mickey Mouse was playing in that cartoon, I think. So, but eventually Mickey Mouse will be public domain. There's nothing Disney can do about that.
So versions. Okay. It's all about versions. So this is interesting, and maybe not a lot of people like think of it this way. So you know how Disney, right?
Yeah.
I think they're still doing it, but it's definitely not as much. This was huge at like late 2000s, early 2010s. You know, remember they were making all those really shitty live action Disney movies?
Yeah, they've still been doing that.
I remember there's a lot in like the late 2000s to early 2010s. Like, there's a lot in that period.
Oh man, I thought that was more of a recent thing. And not to say that they're shitty, I haven't seen them, but I know they've been doing a lot of like live action.
Yeah, I've seen like a handful, because like a good number of my family likes those.
Okay.
They're definitely more bad than they are good.
This is what. Yeah. Okay.
Most of that is because one, they have a bunch of excess money to spend. It's Disney. I mean, come on. Two.
Yeah.
It is to extend the copyright of those characters.
Oh, so part of the reason why.
So Snow White, right? Snow White will go into public domain eventually, the animated version. However, Disney will still have some protection over it because of Snow White and the Huntsman.
Interesting. Okay, so it's basically, so companies will update characters every once in a while for that reason to keep. That's fascinating, because I knew that copyrights expire after a certain amount of time, like 95 years or whatever, but I thought that there were ways to, like, if as long as they were active, they could renew the copyright or something. And I mean, I guess so, changing it up.
I don't know, so I think where you're thinking of, right, and I don't think it's copyright at that point, I think it's trademark, right?
Maybe.
Because then once you get into trademark law, it's much different. because then Disney could have some protection over, like that's one, that's partly. So let's take the iconic red short Disney, or not red short Disney, red short Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
For most things, right, they could probably get away with not necessarily copyright law, but trademark law. Like if a company decided to use that version of Mickey Mouse, right, in a way that would, because trademark law is dumb and weird, where you can get away with a lot of things that are like close to, you know, someone else's product, right? One, if you're in the same industry, and two, if it would cause market confusion.
That's sure. Cool. Yeah.
And so, like, pretty much as long as you avoid like those, then you're fine.
Gotcha.
Like, that's how I think. If anything, that's how I think Disney will try to enforce and keep the image of, you know, Mickey Mouse and its other characters as they start going into public domain. That's where they're going to probably find it, is in the under trademark instead of copyright.
Okay, interesting.
And plus, that's just in the United States, right? Like, you know, those kind of laws, you know, change all over. Like, the European Union and copyright is, that whole situation is just, that's a whole, you know, another basket to open, basket of worms.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, this is a lot of legal stuff that I don't really know too much about, so it's interesting to learn more about it.
Yeah, like, that's how I think I was watching some interviews with, you know, maybe some VFX artists or, you know, a director of some kind, and that's how they explained it. Like, that's why there's a lot of these movies, because then they renew the copyright for that character, or at least that version of that character. Plus, you know, they Disney has the rights to so many of the, you know, the older stories, right? Where it's
an
untapped well still.
So you can renew a copyright.
Not necessarily. Like, you renew a copyright for a character, but like, it's a version. It's all about versions.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. So you have to always make a new version of something.
If your goal is to extend the copyright. That's why, like...
Okay.
That's why, like, for example, that's why talking, you know, Mickey Mouse, right? That's why the Steamboat Willie and, like, basically previous versions before that is what's allowed, right? Like, you can't use the red glove or the red short yellow glove version of Mickey. Like that, like if we're talking, let's jump into the future, right? Maybe that version will come up to, you know, come out of words. Tell me a word. Give me the word.
Come into public domain.
Thank you.
Public domain. Domain. Yeah.
Yeah. Brain fart. But then, like, maybe, you know, that doesn't include the red short white gloved version. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So gloves are going to be next.
Yeah, gloves are going to be next, right? That's all about gloves. And that's why I'm sitting there thinking, like, if we're talking the iconic versions of Mickey Mouse, right?
The
next one, I think, that is going to be the Sorcerer's Apprentice from Fantasia.
No, see, there are other versions before that.
I think that's the next big one, is what I mean.
I don't know. I guess. Let me take a look here.
I was doing this.
I need.
God, you see, when you take a look, you get all the types. Like, it all just, oh, it hates my editor brain hates you.
Yeah. Well, whatever. All right, so 19, I mean, I feel like there is, yeah, I see what you mean. It's like, well, okay, no, because 1935, you have the red shorts and the yellow shoes.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing. And then, I don't know, I mean, yeah, like, there's not a significant change from, you know, Steamboat Willie to, like, you know, the versions between that and when he's in color, because it's like the shoes become a little bigger and rounder, but that's not it. The gloves is the big thing. It's the gloves. The face is more or less, you know, there are differences, but it's not like you have to look at them. It's like small proportional differences. You don't really notice it. Oh. But yeah, I see what you mean for the night. That is the 1941 is where his eyes change.
Right.
So that's
this is interesting. So a couple of other characters are also now in public domain.
Yeah, like Peg-Leg Pete.
No, so Tigger from Winnie the Pooh, he's now public domain.
Okay.
As well,
so he'll probably be in the sequel.
Yeah, as well as Peter Pan.
Hmm.
And next year, Popeye is going to be in public domain.
Oh, interesting.
And let's see, Rene Magritte's painting, The Treachery of Images, and the first Marx Brothers film is going to be public domain.
Oh, wow.
Intriguing. Public domain and copyright law is fascinating. Like, if I was going to go into law, like, that's probably where I would specialize, I think.
Well, I'll tell you. So in general. I got an interesting story for you. So, like, and I mean, I get it. Like, obviously, I get it, but it's just, it's. Well, anyway, so, you know, my cartoon, Ollie the Magic Werewolf, which is kind of an homage to, you know, these old cartoons. It's definitely an homage to it. It's very, very Popeye influenced. So, like, I wanted to, you know, when I was trying to figure out what to, you know, like, what to do with music, because you always have to have, like, that old-timey music. I remembered that you remind me of this because of Marx Brothers. So my great-grandfather was an orchestra conductor. He had a big band. And he actually, his band did music for the Marx Brothers, their Broadway stuff. So I was like,
kind of jealous.
Well, so I was sitting, I'm like trying to figure out, I was like, oh, that's when it hit me. I was like, wait a second. My great-grandfather has music. I'm just going to, you know, take one of his tracks and put it in. Like that's, you know, like a nice, you know, familial thing. You know, I've obviously never met my great grandfather. He died in the '80s.
Your great grandpappy.
Yeah. The '80s before I was born, that is. I was like, oh, I went on YouTube and I found, I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I guess me being stupid, I was like, this is probably public domain or whatever. But like my Ollie the Magic Werewolf has been copyright.
You got claimed. Yeah, you got copyright.
It got whatever, and it's like, you know, it just got demonetized. I mean, you know, so it's like, it's like, it's like, okay, I get it. It's like, yeah, like they don't know that, you know, this is my great grandfather, but at the same time, there's something annoying about that. It's just funny.
The life of a creator. I mean, frankly, that's all it is. Like, there, because it's so easy, right? For music companies to just buy the, you know, the rights to the, like, the batches of this, of old time, like, you know, just in music in general. So there are, like, when it comes to copyright claims, especially online, you know, it's music. That's always like the number one. Music labels are such douchebags when it comes to like controlling the rights. Like, I know we've talked about, but like that's partly why, you know, Taylor Swift is so like renowned by professionals in the music industry. Because you know, she had her whole like legal battle fight regarding the rights to her own music. So
it's pretty messed up, and it needs to be shaken up. But also, like, I think, and I think, and again, maybe this was just me making an assumption, but I think that it was. I don't think it's necessary because, like, it's not like my great grandfather's band is well known. Like maybe back in like the '20s. Right. But like, you know, this was something that, like, I almost think that it got the copyright claim was for the original video. And what annoyed me about that, again, I'm making assumptions here.
Did you claim?
Like,
or did you counterclaim?
I mean,
because that's the other thing. Like, while music gets claimed all the time, you know, if you're, let's say your goal is not necessarily to make money off of it, right? Especially because you let it sit for so long. But those most of those claims can be overturned pretty quickly.
Well, you know, it's like, yeah, it doesn't interfere with the video. It just demonetizes it, which is like, okay. I mean, the video's got like, I don't know, maybe 300 views at best. It's like, I'm not going to make any money off of it. I don't really care that much. It's just kind of annoying. It's like, oh, this person. And again,
it's an inconvenience.
Okay. So again, this is, if my assumption is correct that it was the original video it was probably an automated thing where like, oh, here they ripped the audio from this other YouTube video, which may have been the case, maybe not. But it's like, oh, okay, cool. So somebody just played, you know, recorded a record of my great-grandfather's music and put it on YouTube. So now they can claim ownership or whatever. And like, you know, whereas this is actually like within my family and like, you know, I actually did something that required a lot of work and effort. I don't know. Again, I'm just kind of rambling here because this is just thinking out loud because I don't really know what the deal is.
Ramble, ramble. It boosts our episode life.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know the exact, you know, workings. I mean, it was probably an automated thing, and it may have been because, like you said, maybe there was some kind of... I actually think that that song was more than 95 years at that point.
1928. That's the year we're at now.
Well, no, this is in 2018 when I put it out there, but let me see.
So it would have been 1923.
God. Oh, it's...
Makes me hate you.
Yeah, I know. Is banned. Okay. Oh,
1923.
Okay, yeah. So it was the song is Tell Me Dreamy Eyes, Nat Martin and his orchestra. You can actually, there's a lot of this, you know, not a lot, but there's like a handful. Edison Records. Well, actually, it's my grandma had some of his Edison records, and those are like, you know, Edison records are like pretty valuable, I think. But I don't know. I think my aunts probably have them now if they still are in any possession. But yeah, so this is 1924. So in 2018, that would have been a little short.
Year. Yeah, you would have had like 1 year of copyright protection. Yeah. So realistically, you probably could go and claim it now and be like, it's in public domain now.
Yeah, maybe I could. I mean, if I cared. I don't really care that much. But I think when I was doing this too, I was assuming that it was public domain at this point, not really knowing the actual number in my head. Although I think 95 was the number, but I feel like I've heard like 70, 95. I've heard like a couple different things. So maybe that has something to do with.
Until like 98 or like the early 2000s, it was set. It was 75, and then
yeah.
Disney got it expanded to added 20 more years.
Okay. Yeah, so that may have caused some confusion for me as well.
Damn, Disney. Causing all kinds of confusion and shit.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a rec for this episode?
Yeah, you know what? Look, check out my cartoon, Ollie the Magic Werewolf. Give it some love. It never got the... the attention I think it should have gotten. I don't think I was.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I was necessarily expecting a lot of attention. That's more. I learned early on.
Yeah,
that's the story. The
kind of situation.
What's that?
It was for the passion of the craft kind of situation.
Yeah, that's a story for another podcast though of my early animation. Woes and, you know, over on Newgrounds, that's a whole story, but...
And I don't think I've heard that story in full.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know what? We could tease it for next week if you want to go into some, like if you want me to...
We just go into... might.
Yeah, because we're definitely short on topics these days, so...
Hey, no. Don't you do that. Don't you put me on blast, because they are putting me on blast, for those who know. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Ass. All right.
Hey.
All right. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And, you know, like, rate, share, you know, do all the things. Do all the things podcasters tell you to do. We've been telling you to do it for like 140 episodes at this point. You guys know.
Oh, which means 29 more episodes and then...
Give or take, I think.
I don't know. I don't know.
We're close. You close? We're close.
Oh, yeah.
We're cooking. All right. Enough of that. We've gumped this episode up. Let's get out of here.
Oh, my God. All right. Until next time.
Until next week.
Do, 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 do.